It was inspired by a story of people, two people I knew, Joe and Ellie Covey.
Nothing more. When this life is through, let it stand that I've enjoyed this time with you. On golden shores we'll hold each other once again, or in the depths of hell we'll suffer through the wars of men. If there's nothing more, then I'll say it once again. You made my life as full and bright as any man. Shed no tears, don't cry no more. May you find the joy in living life as you did before. Some things will change, some will stay the same. Like a shoebox filled with letters, remembered I'll remain. Please live your life each day, know that I'll be here. Don't you surrender to the sadness and your tears. We'll meet again in a place we don't yet understand, where the music's always happy like a New Orleans jazz band.
Kelly. Yeah, everybody with a phone right now, everybody with a phone right now, go on Facebook and fucking tag Longtooth and say, what the fuck, you're at a lager at the pub.
Yeah, so this is a new song. Yeah, cool. Everybody's thinking, wow, what's he playing?
Nah. Yeah, that's the bad part.
I'm afraid of the whammy bar. I've only had this for a short time. That's like, I got one time tonight that I'm going to use it. I just can't wait to use it, but it's going to get used once. But only once. And I've been told by the guys in the band.
Once is enough, believe me. Yeah.
I was like, okay, enough with the fucking whammy bar, man. There was a gentleman named Ron Hines who I had the pleasure of spending time with. I played music with him, and I think we became friends. And I was sad when he died, and I made a record last year, a collection of 11 of his songs. We'll play a few of them tonight. This is one off that record. And this is a special one for me because this is the first song I ever played with Ron Hines. Even though moments before walking on stage, he confirmed with me that we were playing a different song. And even once being on stage, he looked back at me and winked and said, "We're going to do House in D." And I went, "Yeah, great." And then he turned around and he started playing 1962. I was like, fuck. Anyways, I learned a ton from him. And we-